Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Ches. We are holding on the very top of daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Just a plug, I know this is a little tacky, but anyone who's interested in my Sefer, I have all the boxes at home, I need to get rid of it. Anyone who's interested in my Sefer, Sefer HaKona Olamo, it is available in the Five Towns stores, and it should be available in the Z Berman's throughout wherever Z Berman has a store. And if anyone lives anywhere that there's not a Z Berman, you can email me, bknwrabbi@gmail.com. Okay, today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev Neumann, L'zchus Rufos Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. Today we're going to continue our discussion of Ritzicha. The Gemara is going to talk about who's chayiv on a killing that's done by many people. If there are 10 people that strike a person and the person ultimately dies, who's chayiv for that killing? The Gemara is going to also discuss if you're chayiv for killing a treifa, if you're chayiv for killing a goseis, the difference between a goseis bidei Adam and a goseis bidei Shemayim. Then the Gemara is going to have four separate statements of Rava relating to the halachos of a treifa. And then right before the Mishnah, we're going to finally explain the machlokas tanaim that we saw in our Mishnah. If you're chayiv for putting a snake directly on somebody and then the snake kills the person, is that considered that you are the murderer or that the snake has killed the person? We're going to explain that machlokas. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to record a machlokas whether you're chayiv if a guy dies after you strike the guy. They're amdu lemisa, they assume he's going to die, he gets a little better, and then he dies. So is one still going to be chayiv in that case? And the machlokas, whether you're chayiv in that case, is going to spill over into a machlokas about what the source is to put somebody in jail when we're not sure what to do with him. Because there is such a notion of chavishos beis asurim while we're not sure what to do with him. And there, Gemara is going to distinguish between two different types of not sure how to kill him or not sure if to kill him. So okay, let's begin at the on Davayin Chesem Ralef, second line on the page. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, hiku asar bnei adam ba'asara makalos umeis. If 10 different people strike him with 10 different sticks, and the guy dies, bein b'basachas, bein b'zeh acharzeh, piturin. Tanakama says whether they hit him all at once or whether they hit him one after the other, they are all going to be putter. Rabbi Yudah b'Seira omer b'zeh acharzeh ha'acharon chayiv m'mnei shekirev is misaso. Rabbi Yudah b'Seira says no. If they hit him one after the other, the last guy is going to be chayiv because he's the one that has brought his death closer. So Rabbi Yudah b'Seira agrees l'chora that b'bas achas they're all peturim. He only disagrees b'zeh acharzeh. So why is it if 10 people hit a guy b'bas achas that they're going to be pater? This seems to be a machlokas rishonim. Rashi over here writes it's derived from the pasuk. Pasuk says ish kiyake. So we darshin yeah ish velo shnayim, when one person kills him, but not if multiple people kill him. And that seems to be the shita of the Rashba as well. The Rama, the Yad Rama writes that it's derived from the pasuk nefesh tachas nefesh, and not shtei nefashos tachas nefesh echad. You can't kill two people for the death of one. It's only one nefesh tachas nefesh. What's interesting is that there seems to be a stira in Rashi, because Rashi in Maseches Bamakama on Dav Yoram Bey says the reason that when it's bebas achas no one is chayiv misa is because we don't know who actually killed him. The Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph Simul Chaf explains that what Rashi means to say is that it can't be that they hit him all exactly at the same time. So they didn't. They hit him in very close proximity to each other. And we don't know who the last guy was. It's Ef Shalitzamtsim. So since we don't know Mia Rishon, Mia Achron, and even according to Rabbi Yudah b'Seira, only the Achron is going to be Chayiv, so therefore they're all going to be Potter. The Dvar Avram raises the question that in Becharos there's a machlokas tanaim whether it's efshar letzamtzem or efshar letzamtzem, and there's a shita that bidei adam it's vaday efshar letzamtzem. So what you have to say is that what Rashi means is that in order to be mechayiv misa, it's not enough that you hit him with a haka'a, that there's an umdana that such a strike could have killed him. It has to be nisbarer in the end that it was through that strike that he actually did die. But if someone else comes and kills him in the interim, so then that person is going to be chayiv, and not the person who initially struck him, even if it was enough to have been a death blow. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. It happens to be that both shitos are derived from the same pasuk. Meaning, we had this machlokas if bezeh achar zeh, whether they're all pater or only the last one is chayiv. If people strike him bezeh achar zeh, so both shitos come from the same pasuk. Pasuk says v'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam. So Rabbanan Savri kol nefesh adi ika. Kol nefesh, you're only going to be chayiv if you killed the entire nefesh. And since other people helped in this killing, even though you may have been the last one to hit him, but other people helped in this killing, so that is not kol nefesh. For Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Savar, kol nefesh, kol duhu nefesh. No, whatever's left of his life, even if he's half dead already, or 90% dead, but you took away the kol duhu nefesh, so even that, you're going to be chayav for. The Ran just points out that Ran quotes from B'Shem HaTosfos, that they raise a question, how could it be that from one pasuk we darshan, davar v'hifucho, we have one pasuk that darshan's two exact opposite things, that the Rabbanan's coming to be a memait, according to B'Shem HaTosfos, coming to be marbe, so they suggest that that the real machlokas is, what would the assumption have been had it not been for the pasuk? Meaning this pasuk is definitely teaching me something. So we have to figure out what I would have assumed had I not had a pasuk, that the Rabbanan hold that without the pasuk you would have been chayiv. So memela the pasuk is coming to be mema'it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Seira holds without the pasuk you would have been pater. So memela the pasuk is coming to be marbe. The Ran, however, says no, that the lashon of kol could actually mean two things. Sometimes kol is kol ala kol. Kol tzipor tahora tochelu. Kol ha-metzvah asher nochi mitzaveh eschem. That it means hakol, it means everything. And sometimes kol means a bit of something. Lo sechaya kol neshama. Hachiesem kol nekeva. Lo sechal kol toeva. It means even a little bit of. When it says lo sechal kol toeva, it doesn't mean that you're fine until you're ochel kol toeva, every toeva that exists in the world. No, the so-called kol toeva means that even a bit of. So that's the machlokas over here. What the mashmaus of the word kol is in this pasuk? Is it a more kolel kol or is it a more specific kol in this pasuk? Amar Rava, hakol moldim. So Rava points out that everyone agrees, bahorigas a trefa shu pater, that if a person kills a trefa, that he's going to be pater, because he's killing someone who's already a gavra ketila. He's killing someone who's already a dead man. Begosis pidei shemayim. Everyone similarly agrees that if you kill someone who's a gosis pidei shemayim, meaning someone who's ill and who is assumed to be a gosis, that shu chayiv. Everyone is going to agree that he's chayiv. No one has done anything to this person in advance. He's just a very ill person, so one is going to be chayav for killing someone who is even if he's very sick, even a mercy killing or whatever. You kill someone who's very sick, you're going to be chayav. Lo nechluku ela begoseis bidei adam. The whole machlokas is only if you kill someone who's become a goseis because someone has made him a goseis. Now he's not a trefa. He doesn't have one of the trefos, one of the simane trefos that would determine that he's definitely going to die within 18 months. But there is a rule that rov goses in the misa. We're talking about someone who is in all likelihood going to die. So, but he was put in that position by another human being. So that's where we have machlokas. The question is the gosis bidei adam more like a trefa, in which case you'd be pater for killing him, or is he more like a gosis bidei shemayim, in which case one would be chayiv for killing him? If you compare him to a trefa, why not compare him to gosis bidei shemayim? So he says, gosis bidei shemayim lo savad b'maisa. There's a big difference between a gosis bidei shemayim and a gosis bidei adam. A gosis bidei shemayim, no one ever did anything to him. He just got sick. A gosis bidei adam was assaulted. He was beaten. And that's how he became a goseis. The Rush writes that even if you hold that it's asr for a kohen and a nazir to become tamei to a goseis, that's only by a goseis pidei shemayim. Meaning the halach is that a kohen is not supposed to be in a room with a goseis, that's only by a goseis pidei shemayim. But a goseis pidei adam, it's vadai mutter li tamos. It doesn't really mean li tamos. He's not becoming tamei because there's no tumma until the person is actually dead. But it's a chashash tumma. It's a kirva lemiser. Rav Shaftel writes in Bikvei Atzon. It's more than a chashash tumma, that a kohen is not supposed to be around Misa. He's not supposed to be in proximity to Misa. He thinks that's the whole gedder of the Yisra of Tumas Kohanim, that it doesn't even function by the rules of normal Tumah and Tahara. That's why Kohanim are allowed to fly in planes that go over cemeteries, because there's no kirva to Misa, even though it's Hilchus Tumah and Tahara, L'chora, the Tumah does go straight up and is Metame, but there's no kirva to Misa in that situation. But the Rush does suggest that there is this chilik between Gosu B'dei Adam and Gosu B'dei Shemayim, that it's mutter for him to be Metame to Gosu B'dei Adam. So Chassam Sofer just points out that L'chora, from the Rush, it sounds like a Gosu B'dei Shemayim is more dead than a Gosu B'dei Adam, right? A Kohen is not allowed to be Metame to Gosu B'dei Shemayim, but yes to Gosu B'dei Adam. Our sugya is the exact opposite, right? According to, in our sugya, a Gosu B'dei Shemayim is not considered a mace, and someone who kills a Gosu B'dei Shemayim is going to be chayiv, because he's considered very much alive. But a Gosu B'dei Adam, according to the Rabbanan, is considered a mace, and someone who kills him is going to be pater. So that's a kasha to try to figure out why the Rush flips what's considered the one who's more closely associated to being dead, with death, the Gosu B'dei Adam or the Gosu B'dei Shemayim. The Sefer Bada Kodesh suggests that if you hold like the Yad Ramah's explanation of our sugya, it's not a kasha at all, because the Yad Ramah writes that when the Chum say that you're potter by Gosu B'dei Adam, it's not because the Gosu B'dei Adam is considered that he's already dead, like Rashi sounds like he's saying, but rather Gosu B'dei Adam has two murderers. There's the guy who made him a gosis in the first place, and then there's the guy who finishes the job, the guy who kills him in the end. So since the first guy started it, so that's what the Gemara means. Gosis b'dei shemayim, lo isavid b'maisa, and the reason you'd be chayiv on Gosis b'dei shemayim is because you're the only one that's doing anything. He happened to have gotten ill, no one has touched him until you came along and killed him. But Gosis b'dei adam, the reason you can be pater is not because he's already considered dead, but because the burden gets shared amongst two murderers, and that's why the second guy is going to be pater. So it turns out the patur of Gosu B'dei Adam is not because he's considered like a mace. Adrab, Gosu B'dei Shemayim is considered more like a mace. His patur is because you're not the only murderer in that case. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, man de medami le Gosu B'dei Shemayim, my time le medami le the trefa. And if you're going to compare him to Gosu B'dei Shemayim, you hold like that shita that he's like a Gosu B'dei Shemayim, that a Gosu B'dei Adam is the same as Gosu B'dei Shemayim. Why is Gosu B'dei Adam not like a trefa? So says the Gemara, trefa mechatchi simanim. Ha lo mechatchi simanim. A trefa has his simanim have been cut, meaning someone has cut his throat. Someone has, there's a very clear, there are very clear indications of what makes someone a trefa, and those physical things have happened to a person. A gosis is just someone who seems like he's half dead, but there's no specific thing that you can point to that makes him a gosis. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes, V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam, lahavi amakes chavero ve'in bo kedei lahamis. That pasuk comes to include someone who strikes his friend and it's not enough to kill him. Uba acher vehimiso. And then a second guy comes and kills him, shehu chayiv, that the second guy is going to be chayiv. Well, says Gemara, ein bo kedei lahamis, pshita. Obviously, the second guy is going to be chayiv. I go and I slap my friend on the back, you know, hey, how you doing? And then someone else comes with a gun and shoots him in the head. So obviously, the guy that came with the gun and shot him in the head is going to be chayiv. I struck him. I physically contacted him. No, but that wasn't going to kill him. That was in Boka de la Hamas. So it's obvious that the second guy is going to be chayiv. No, Eliyesh Boka de la Hamas uba achar v'yimiso shu chayiv. No, if I struck him in a way that could have killed him, and then someone came and finished him off before he was finally dead, the second guy is going to be chayiv. So it's not that I slap my friend on the back. I go and I shoot my friend in the head, and then someone else comes, and as he's being mefarper baretz or something on the ground, someone else comes and shoots him. So that's the second guy is chayiv. Stomach Rabbi Ben Beseira, and that assumes like the shita of Rabbi Ben Beseira that bezeh achar zeh ha'achron chayiv mnei shekira ves misaso, that the last guy is going to be chayiv because he's the one that actually did him in. He's the one that was makari ves misaso that brought about, that actually ended up bringing about his death. Says the Gemara further now. We're going to have four statements of Rava related to a trefa. Amar Rava, ha-horeg es ha-trefa pater. First of all, a person who's horeg es ha-trefa is going to be pater. For killing a trefa, you're not chayiv. U-trefa shaharag, and if a trefa commits a murder, so b'fnei Beisdin chayiv. If he commits a murder in front of Beisdin, he's going to be chayiv. Beisdin's going to kill him. for committing a murder in front of Beis Din. Shalom b'frei Beis Din pater. If he commits a murder but not in front of Beis Din, then he's going to be pater. B'frei Beis Din chayiv. Why is he chayiv if he commits the murder in front of Beis Din? T'chsiv, because the pasuk says uviyarta arami kirbecha, that Beis Din has a responsibility to get rid of the evil from their midst. So if they see that there's a person, even if he's a trefa, there's a person that's going around killing people, and they see it with their own eyes, so they have an obligation, an immediate obligation of uviyarta hara mikirbecha. Tosos explains in Dibra Maskel Bifnei that we're talking about that they see him biyom and they're done him al pi ri'iyasam. But if they saw him belaila, they're not able to be done based on what they see, because there's ain based in belaila. So what they saw is not considered a ri'iyah shel dayanim. It's amazing. The same eyes, the same people saw him, but depending on the time of day, that's how strong this din of no yeshiva's Beis Din Belaila is, that they're not called a Beis Din. It's not considered that it was done b'fnei Beis Din if they were looking at night. So meila, they need to be made. So, and since their edus is yat yachal azima, the edus wouldn't work, as we're about to explain. You can't have edus against the trefa, so that's why it's not going to work. The Ramban and the Ritva raised the question that Rabbi Tafran and Rabbi Kiva have machlokas mesechs rashan and daf chavav. By all dinin and fashos, when Beis Din sees biyom, whether they're allowed to be done al pi ri'iyasam. That Rabbi Tafran holds that they could be done based on what they saw. They don't need to be makabel edus. They saw it, so let them be done. Whereas Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He learns from Adam del Lefnei Ha'edel Mishpat that you can't be done dinin and fashos al pi ri'iyah, that you need kabbalas edus dafka. And Rabbi Kiva holds that it's only by dinin fashos, where we say v'yitzilu eda, that you need to look for a zuchus of the nidon. So since they saw that they saw it, they'll never be able to look for a zuchus because they saw the act with their own eyes. They're already convinced, they're already sold that they know exactly what happened because they saw what happened. So that's why they're puzzle for to be done in such a case. So how could our sugya assume stam k'Rabbi Tarfon and not like Rabbi Akiva? That's the kasha that the Ramban and the Ritva asks. They suggest that by a trefa, Rabbi Akiva's moda, that if they're not going to be done al pi riyasam, then there just won't be a din. They're not going to be able to do anything at all with him, because edim that are going to be made are going to be edus shi'at yachal azim, as we'll soon see. And therefore, that's why they're allowed to be done al pi riyasam based on viyata rami kirbecha. So that's the notion of viyata rami kirbecha that the Gemara is quoting over here, that this breaks the normal rules, that even Rabbi Akiva would be moda, that based on what they saw, they're able to be done because of viyata rami kirbecha. Shalom b'fnei Beis Din, back in the Gemara, four lines before it gets wide. Shalom b'fnei Beis Din pater. If this trefa goes and murders someone, not in front of Beis Din, he's going to be pater. Why? Because any testimony against him is testimony that cannot become Edim Zomim. Meaning, yeah, someone will be able to come to those Edim and say, Imanu Hayisem, but you will never be able to fulfill Kasher Zavam Lasos La'achiv. You will never be able to do to these Edim what they wanted to do to this guy. Because what did they want to do to this guy? They wanted to take a guy who is, for all intents and purposes, dead and kill him. He's a trefa already. So they want to kill a trefa. If we kill them, we're killing a live person. If we don't kill them, then we're not killing. So there's no way to do to them what they wanted to do to the other guy just because of the condition that the other guy was in. And so therefore, we cannot accept their edus. So there's simply no way to prosecute a trefa who goes around and commits an act of murder. A second statement of Rava relating to a trefa. V'yama Rava, haroveya es a trefa. If someone is roveya a trefa in Mishkav Zachar, where the nirva is a trefa, chayiv. Trefa sharava, if a trefa plays the male role in the Mishkav Zachar, bifnei bezin chayiv. If he doesn't in front of bezin, he's going to be chayiv shlo bifnei bezin pater. But if it's not in front of bezin, he's pater. Bifnei Beis Din chayiv d'chsev uviyata rami kirbecha. Bifnei Beis Din is chayiv for the same reason we said before, because of uviyata rami kirbecha. Beis Din has a responsibility to get rid of someone who's doing terrible things. Shalom bifnei Beis Din pater davila edu shi'at yachal azima. And shalom bifnei Beis Din pater because it's edu shi'at yachal azima, just like we said before in the case of murder. Says Mar Hasulamali Hainu Hach. It is the same thing. It's a capital crime committed by a trefa. So if it's done in front of Beis Din, you kill the trefa. If it's not done in front of Beis Din, you can't kill the trefa. What's the chiddush of the second statement of Rava? Says Gemara Haroveya es a trefa tzrich le'na. The chiddush is, what if some that was the case where a man, a regular healthy man, is roveya a trefa, a man who is a trefa. I might think that we should consider this like a man who's roveya, a dead body, because a trefa is considered to be dead already, and therefore he should be pater. As disgusting as it is, he's not going to be chayiv misa for that. So comes to teach us that no, when it comes to the isurim of arayos, they relate to hana'a, and as long as there is life force in that body that he's being roveya, so that's considered that he gets hana'a, and therefore he's going to be chayiv misa for that. The Ramah writes that the Ad Ramah points out that the Gemara in Samach Vavam Beis was memayed from the pasuk Mishamish Meis with all arayos, and over here the Gemara is just being mechadesh that a trefa is not a mace, meaning if one is Mishamish an actual mace, he's butter, but over here a trefa is not a mace. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Alvam Beis tells us that even if you shech shnei simanim of a behema va'adayin hi mefarcheses, and the behema is still jumping around, but it's you shech the shnei simanim, you cut both simanim, and then someone in that state is boel the behema, commits bestiality, so is going to be chayiv, and the Rambam paskins that way. The Rambam just says that him hit his rosha and you boil it, then it's like a mesa and it's going to be putter. But it sounds like this idea that if it has any sort of life force, it means if there's still movement in the body, it's still going to be considered to be alive. Tosos writes in one of his terutzim that if Yisrael shechts a behemah tahora, and it's mefarcheses, the halach is that it's mutar ba'achila, right? That's one of the issues with the Achei Yosef, that it's mutar ba'achila. So if it's mutar ba'achila, it's obviously considered kemes. Then Tosos says a roveya, a behemah in that position is going to be pater. The fact that mefarches is dina kechaya is talking about a goy that shechted it, or if it's a behema tameya where it's never becoming hutar b'shchita. But a Yisrael shechts a behema tahora where it becomes hutar b'shchita, you cannot say that it's mutar to eat at that stage, and that it's still considered alive when it comes to the issue of mishkav behema. Okay, third statement of Rava now. V'yama Rava, edim sheidu b'trefa v'huzmu ein ragin. If edim are made against the trefa and then they become edim zomim, they don't get killed, because like we said, it's Eidu Shiat Yachal Azima. What about Eide Trefa Shuhuzmu? What if the Eidim themselves are a Trefa, and they become Eidim Zomin? Neragin, then they do get killed. Ravashi Yamar Afilu Eide Trefa Shuhuzmu, and Neragin Fishen B'Zomin Zomin. No, even Eide Trefa that become Eidim Zomin do not get killed, because then there's no, I mean, you wouldn't kill the Eidim Zomin, because they're not Bezomim Zomin, meaning it would still be Eidu Shiat Yachal Azima one step further, because there's always the possibility of this one being Mazim that one, and then the next cut being Mazim the original cut. So it just moves back one stage, and therefore you cannot have Trefa anywhere in the line of Eidim. V'yama Rava, fourth statement of Rava. Shar Trefa Shaharag Chayiv. If a shor is a trefa and it goes and kills someone, it's going to be chayiv. The shor shall adam trefa shaharag pater. But a shor that's owned by a person who's a trefa and the shor goes and kills is going to be pater. So my time, what's the logic for that? Amakra hashar yisakel v'gam ba'alav yimas. When the Torah tells us that a shor gets killed for killing a human being, so the Torah says the lashon of v'gam ba'alav yimas, that its owner also dies, even though it doesn't mean that literally we don't actually kill the owner, but we do link the owner to the animal. It teaches us that wherever had the owner committed the crime, we would be able to kill him, Karina Be'ashar Yisakel. Then we can kill the shor. Well, if the owner were a trefa, we would not be able to kill him. So Melev, the shor is a trefa. If the owner is a trefa, we're not able to kill the shor either, because we can only kill the shor when the owner, had he committed the crime, would have been killed as well. The kalhechet lo karina bei v'gam ba'al avimas lo karina bei hashar yisakel. And wherever we don't say v'gam ba'al avimas, we also don't say hashar yisakel. Ravashi Amar afilu shor trefa nami shaharag. potter. Ravashi says that even a shard trefa that kills is going to be potter. My taima, why if the shard is a trefa and it kills is going to be potter? Kiven de ilu bailum avuptiri shard nami potter. Since if the bailum were in the same condition as the shard and the bailum would have killed, they'd be potter. So mela, the shard in that condition is also going to be potter. Shisa bo'as hakelev. We then had a machlokas in the Mishnah whether if you put the dog directly on somebody, or you put the snake directly on somebody rather, and the snake kills the person, are you going to be chayev? Is that called that you murdered the person, or is it the snake that just happened to have killed the person? You just brought the snake in close proximity to the person. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, kishatim tzolom l'div Rabbi Yehuda, eres nachash ben shinov hu omed. Rabbi Yehuda assumes that the snake's venom is right there between its teeth, and therefore when you put the teeth of the snake on the person, you are taking a murder weapon and murdering the person with him. So l'fichach machish besayif v'nachash pater. The nachash didn't kill anybody. You took the nachash as a weapon, and you used the nachash to kill the person. So the human being is going to be chayev. The nachash is going to be pater. But l'divrei chacham eres nachash mi'atzmo meki. But according to the chacham, no, the nachash has to bring up its venom. It's not right there between the teeth. It's that the nachash has to actually do something to bring out its venom. So l'fichach nachash b'skila v'machish pater. That's why the nachash is going to be chayev skila if it kills a person, because it's considered to be the act of the nachash. But the makish, the guy who brought the nachash, is in fact going to be potter. The Yad Rama raises a question: why is that the nachash, according to the Chacham, the nachash is chayev skila? Because what? Because the nachash has to do something in order to get its venom out into the other person's body. There is a sugya in Baba Kama about a sharhi itstadin. What's a sharhi itstadin? A stadium ox, meaning a bull that's been trained for bullfighting. All they do is that they get the bull to get riled up and to get wild and to get excited. So if a sharid stud in his hamas as adam, it's potter, the Gemara says, because the pasuk says ki yigach velo sheyagichu hu. So why over here is a chayiv on the nachash, even though the fact that the nachash bit is only because you were enticing the nachash? Isn't it the same as a sharet staden? Why should it be any different than a sharet staden? So that's the kash of the Yad Ramah. So the Yad Ramah says that over here it's only shisui. It's not like a sharet staden. You didn't get the snake riled up. You just, you know, really provided the snake with something to bite. But it's not the same as riling up the sharet staden, where you change its nature. You change the nature of its personality. So that's the difference between the sharet staden. The Rambam writes that someone who's meshasa kelev b'chavero and he kills him, the kelev is not niskal. V'cheinim giru bo behema uchaya vargu. So the Magen Mishnah writes that the Rambam holds that the din is the same as the din of sharet staden. So apparently he disagrees with the Yad Ramah. He holds that shisui does have the same din as sharet staden. He holds machlokas asugyas, and we follow the shita of the sugya of sharet staden, that if you're the one that got it riled up, so then it's your fault. It's not the animal's fault that the animal killed. That was what the animal was trained to do. That's all it ever knew to do. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Hamakas chavero bein be'aven, bein be'egrof. If someone strikes somebody else with an even or with an egrof, meaning something that's not barzel, because we learned yesterday that barzel does not require an omed, we don't have to assess, does it have kedei lamis, does it not have kedei lamis? Barzel always has kedei lamis, but you hit him with some other weapon, vamdu lemisa, and we estimate that, yeah, that strike should have killed somebody. That's enough to kill the person. But then the person didn't immediately die. In fact, his condition seemed to have gotten better. And then Uliakramikan Hikvid, then his condition turned for the worse again. Umay said he died. Chayiv. You're going to be chayiv for being the one that initially hit him. Rabbi Nechemi Omer Pater Shraglayim Ladavar. And Rabbi Nechemi says, no, you're Pater because it's Raglayim Ladavar. What's the Raglayim Ladavar? So Rashi says, Shalom Eis Machmas Machaz Mezu Sharei Hekel. The fact that he got better at some point tells us that probably he didn't die from the fact that you hit him. He died for something else that happened afterwards. Meaning when a person gets better and then he gets worse again afterwards, we don't associate the death with the initial strike. The poskim discussed this in the context in an entirely different context, having nothing to do with murder, that very often if a person becomes a chola, so what they do is when things look really bad and desperate, they'll be Meshanes Hashem. They'll change the name of the chola. That's based on what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Arba Dvar Mekarim Gzardino Shaladam Tzedaka Tzaaka Shinu Hashem V'Shinu Meisa. Ram quotes in Chshuva, four things that are occurring Gzardino Shaladam, and one of them is Shinu Hashem. So if it seems that the Gzardin is pretty bleak for that person, so we'll do Shinui Hashem, we'll give him another name, usually a more cheerful name like Chaim or something like that, to indicate that maybe that Shinui Hashem will be Makarea Gzardino Shaladam. So the poskim discuss, okay, and what if it doesn't work? What if the person dies? So is that Shinui Hashem going to stick? So we assume no, that if the person dies from that illness, the Shinui Hashem does not stick. You always refer to him going forward as his original name. So in Derech Sicha, he discusses there was a chola with a Mesukan, with cancer, Rahman al-Tzlan, and they did a Shinui Hashem, and he got better and he lived for several months, and then his cancer returned. But the same type of cancer returned again afterwards. So do you keep the old name, or do you say no? That's considered that he got better. So he says it's totally an Aram Machlokas in the Mishnah. Heikel Michalio. His choli seemed to have gotten better, but it's the same choli that came back. I mean, it looked like it was going to be better, but then Rachman al son, it didn't work out. According to the Chamish Pichayev, according to the Rabbi Chaim Yerpater, we pass like the Chamim. So we can learn from there, he says, that if it's Raglayim Ladavar, that he died because of the Choli Arishon, according to the Chamim, we assume that's what happened, that it was Raglayim, that it was from the Choli Arishon. But if it was after it was Hekel Lav, then it's as if he died without ever getting better, and therefore you don't call him by the new name. You would still call him by the old name. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Belsky Zichron Levracha had a Shinui Hashem. I think they still call him Chaim Yisrael Belsky, because they added the first time he was very very ill, they added the name Chaim, and then the tefillos worked. He was brought back, came out from the brink of death, and he lived for several years after that. He paskin talachas, and he wrote shuvas, and he taught talmidim, and he lived for several years after that. And then, Rahman son, then he suffered the illness that led to his ultimate patira. But they still call him by that name, because that's halacha. That's what we assume one is supposed to do. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Azu Dorash Rabbi Nechami. Rabbi Nechami made the following drasha: Im yakum is halich v'chutz al mishanto v'nika maka. That the pasuk says that if the guy gets better and he walks, he's walking on his walking stick, so then the person who hit him is not going to be chayiv misa. Well, obviously, v'chisal al daitach shezem halich b'shuk v'zeh nerag. Would you ever have had a havamina that a guy is walking in the street and he's fine, and the person who hit him is going to be killed? What? Because we thought that the guy should have died from that strike. He didn't die. There was never such a. There can't be such a havamina. Elazeshem du lemisa vehekel mimasha haya ulaacher kachich benumes shu pater. No, what it's teaching me is that the guy did ultimately die, but he was halach al meshanto in between. So when you struck him originally, they said, you know what, that should kill him. That's probably going to kill him. And then it turns out he got a little bit better for some time, and then ultimately he died from those injuries. So the halacha is, even then you're going to be pater. V'rabbanan hay v'nika amaka may darshi bay. Okay, but what did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk of v'nika amaka? Meaning the Rabbanan disagree with that. The Rabbanan say you're going to be chayiv in that case. So malamed shechov shenoso. The Rabbanan say from v'nika amaka we learn that you're chov shenoso, that we lock the guy up. As Rashi says, imamdu lemisa chov shenoso amaka shlo yivrach. If we think that he's going to die, we have to lock the guy who assaulted him up so he doesn't run away. So we could see what happens, if he's going to die or not. That's what v'nika amaka, to tell me that if he does get better, then it's nika, but until that point, he's not yet nika, he's not yet off the hook. How's he not yet off the hook? We're keeping him locked up. Rabbi Nechemya Chavisha Minalei. Where does Rabbi Nechemya derive the notion of Chavisha, the idea that we can be Chovish someone, that we can lock somebody up? So Yalef mi Mekoshesh. He derives that from the Mekoshesh. Because by the Mekoshesh, it says Ve'enichu Oso B'mishmar. They locked him up, they put him in jail. V'Rabbanan Nami Lilfi mi Mekoshesh. Why don't Rabbanan learn from Mekoshesh? Mekoshesh Bar Katalu, Moshe Lo'aviyata Katle B'mai. Now, the Mekoshesh is totally different, because by the Mekoshesh, they knew that he was Chayv Misa. They just didn't know which Misa. So that, in that case, you lock a guy up. But in this case, we simply don't know if the guy is Chayv Misa at all to begin with. Well, that we can learn from the Megadev. We didn't know whether he was a Bar Katala at all, and yet they locked him up. So you see that jail works even for someone who you don't even know if he's Chayv Misa or not. Rabban Megadev Haraz Shah, he said. The Rabban would say, no, Megadev is only Haraz Shah. That was an exception to the rule. That's not the rule. So where do we find this din about that, that the Mekoshesh, we knew that he was supposed to die, but weren't sure which Misa, the Megadev, we didn't even know if he was supposed to die. Kidetanya, Yodeh, Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshesh, Misa Shnemer Mechal Lamos, Yimas. Moshe knew full well that the Mekoshesh Chayv Misa, it says Mechal Lamos, Yimas. Ella loha yodea be'ezo misa ne'arag. What Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know was which misa to kill him with, shenemar kilo parash, because it was never explained to him which misa. Aval megadef lo nemar bo ella lefarish lem al pi Hashem. Shloye Moshe yodea imu ben misa kalikar in lav. But the megadef, they had to wait for further instructions, because he had no idea if he was a ben misa bichlal to begin with. So it says more bish lama the Rabbi Nechemya. Hainu diksivi trei umdini. According to Rabbi Nechemya, I understand why the pasuk speaks of two umdinas. Chadam du lemisa v'chaya, v'chadam du lemisa v'hekel mimashahaya. One is a case where amdu lemisa and he ended up living, and the other is a case where they were amdu lemisa and then hekel mimashahaya, where Rabbi Nechemya would say that Rabbi Nechemya would say even if hekel mimashahaya, you're going to be pater. So I understand why you need two umdinas. El Rabbanan trei umdini lama li, but according to Rabbanan, why do you need two umdinas? Chad amdu lemisa v'chaya, one to tell me if they were amdu lemisa and he lives, that you're off the hook. V'chad amdu lechayim umes, and the other, if they were omed him for chayim and then he dies, and then you're off the hook also. Meaning, if they thought that your hitting should not have killed him, and then ultimately he dies, you're also going to be pater. V'ram nechemya amdu lechayim umes lo tzarachra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. If I slap my friend on the back and say, hello, how you doing? And he drops dead from that, I don't need you to tell me that I'm not going to be chayiv misa for such a thing. Shari yatsim bezin zakai. Bezin already said that he's zakai because Bezin already certified that that strike should not have killed the person. We have a brisa. Hamakas chaveru v'amdu l'misa v'chaya. Let's say someone hits somebody in a way that Bezin says we think this is going to kill him, and then he turns out that he lives. Potro so we let him off the hook. Amdu l'misa. However, if they assess that he's going to die, vehekel mimashahaya, and then he gets a little better, his condition takes a turn for the better, so omdin oso omecheni lemamu. Now we do a second assessment. Oh, if it turns out that this was only an assault, it wasn't a murder, you got to pay for an assault. So let's figure out nezek tzar ripoy sheves boshas. Let's figure out what needs to be paid. Vim la'achar kein hich v'numeis. If then he turns out that he dies, halachachar amadam tzvayi to Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya says you still make the payment. We're not mechayiv misa. You make the payment. V'cham in omer acharam. The Chum say no. The original omer is what we stick with, and you're going to be chayiv misa. Tanya idach. We have another brisa. Amdu lemisa omdin osa lechayim. If they were amdu lemisa initially, they could be omid also that he's going to live now l'chaim, but once they were omid in l'chaim, enom denol salamisa. They cannot change that assessment and say, you know what, now we think he's going to die from that, and therefore you're chayv misa. Amdu l'misa v'hekel mimashahaya. If initially they were omid that he was, the estimation was that the guy should die, and then his condition took a turn for the better. So vehekel mashaya omdinosa omid sheni the mamon. So we make another assessment now as far as monetary compensation. Nezik tzaribu shevus aboshes vimli achar kein hich binumeis. If his condition again takes a turn for the worse and he dies, mishalim nezik tzar liyarshim. You're still not going to be mechayev the guy misa. He's only going to be chayev the nezik tzar. Those types of payments. Who does he pay it to? he pays it to the Yorshim. Me'emesai Mishalim, how do we figure out the Nezek? Nezek is normally the damage that was done at the time that the damage was done. Now, at the time the damage was done, we thought the guy was going to die. So do we do it at that moment? So says Mar, yeah, Mishal Sheikom. From the very moment that you were makeh him, that's when we do that's what the monetary assessment is based on, the moment of the assault. This time Braisa assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia, that if it was Hekel Mimashahaya, and then ultimately he dies, that he's potter because of Raglayim L'davar. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah, and Ayin Chesem Vinis.